What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Rerick, your host, and today we're starting off with a patron question from Keelan, age 9. She writes, "What if Fred the dog went on a TV show?" Keelan, thank you so much for your question.
Yeah, let's just set up right in here, people.
Oh, hi, Fred. I hadn't quite finished getting through the intro yet.
Well, that's okay. We should get the rest on the camera anyway.
I'm sorry. I was going to do 2 more questions this week.
Yes, perfect. Okay, yeah. Can we get a wide shot of me and Mr. Eric sitting in the studio?
Who or what are these things or people?
They're just my floating cameras and boom mics, Mr. Eric. Haven't you ever had your own reality television show before?
I can't say that I have.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Infredible, the What If World show where you follow me, Fred the Dog, as I do awesome stuff everywhere, or sometimes take long naps.
Did you say Infredible?
Okay, that's good, Mr. Eric, but don't say the title of the show like it's a question.
It's Infredible. Yeah, maybe we'll cut that part out.
Okay, let's just get the boom mic here for our next question from a patron named Elliot.
Hello, my name is Elliot. I'm 5 years old, and my love question is, what if flowers grew in Play-Doh?
Thank you, Elliot. And this week we have 1 final question from a listener named Violet.
Can we get me reading the question? Should I wear these glasses? Are glasses on or off?
I didn't know you could read, Fred.
Violet says, I like flowers. And what if flowers sang a song that could make people fall asleep? Bless Fred the dog. Everybody's after me today.
Thank you, Violet. I could really use some of those singing flowers some nights. Oh, okay, Fred. Good luck with your show. It sounds Infredible.
Of course it does.
I guess I'll just leave and let you take care of business then.
Well, how should we do it when someone's having, like, a private aside with the camera and we're talking to them, but nobody else hears them talking because it was recorded at different times?
If I were editing your show...
Which you will be, you and Mommy.
We never agree to that, but sure. Well... Okay, maybe we just do a quick scene dash sound, and then we have like a slightly different song going under those talking heads, so we know that that's just like a secret just for the audience.
Okay, let me do a secret talking head right now.
Of course, Freddy. Anything for our first fur baby of the house.
I really don't like it when Mr. Eric calls me a fur baby. I'm 14 and a half years old. Open your eyes, Mr. Eric.
Did we do it? Did we do the talking head?
We sure did, Less Furry Daddy.
I don't know why he calls me Less Furry Daddy sometimes. Admittedly, I am kind of hairy and I have a beard, but I'll never be as soft as Freddy.
Hey, Mr. Eric, you don't get to do talking heads to yourself. You're the narrator.
How could you tell I did a talking head?
Well, you got sort of a faraway look in your eye, and you stopped talking to me for 15 seconds.
Oh, yeah, because it's just you and me talking right now. That makes sense. We should probably get to the story, huh?
Oh, definitely. We're running late.
So let's find out. What if flowers sang a song that could make people fall asleep? What if flowers grew in Play-Doh? And what if Fred the dog went on a TV show?
Hey everybody, welcome back to Infredible. We're here on the nice green lawn of the observatorium for our very first episode. Now, if you haven't met me before, I'm an old pug with a tongue that's too long for my mouth, which is why I have this particularly awesome voice. And on my show, Infredible, we meet other Infredible people, except that most of them probably won't be named Fred, so I guess that they're slightly less Infredible. But they're still very amazing, and we're gonna do fun stuff together. That must be our first guest now, the world-famous giant sculptor, Chamomile.
Fred, darling, it's so nice to see you again. And I'm honored to be your very first guest.
Agree. Greetings, tis I, Abacus P. Grumbler, wizard, professor, and the first guest of Fred's show, Infredible.
Oh, boy. Hey, Abacus. You just said that we could use your lawn for the first episode.
Yes, exactly, because I was gonna be your first guest, presumably.
Oh, boy. Hey, Mr. Eric, can you take Abacus aside and do one of those interviews, but really you're just explaining to him that he's not the first guest? We're just using his lawn.
Sure, but I'm pretty sure he just overheard all that.
Okay, you go for it, Mr. Eric, Abacus. I'll see you later.
I'm not gonna be his first guest. I'm one of the most popular characters in What If World.
You must be really disappointed, Abacus.
That's not the half of it. I stayed up all night thinking of new catchphrases that I could use to be like a famous television wizard.
What'd you come up with?
Abacus M!
Good one. Any others?
Well, that was sort of the best of them. I can't really remember the others. I'm so sleepy. What are they doing to my lawn out there? Why is there all this clay about?
Abacus, darling, it's play clay. You summoned it yourself.
I did? Who are you?
I'm Camomile, the famous sculptor. The first guest of Fred's show, Infredible.
Abacus M.
Okay, Abacus, why don't you just go take a nap somewhere and we can talk about having you on like a future episode?
Wait. The Camomile? I never knew you were a giant. You've kept your mysterious identity a secret until now.
Only because no one's offered to have me on their TV show yet.
Well, you are a truly incredible guest. I can't wait to watch you work. I'm just going to get my lawn chair.
Oh, the cameras will really be quite enough to catch everything.
Oh, good idea. I can just make my wand a third camera to get us another angle.
Okay, for a show called Infredible, we haven't been talking about me so much yet. So, Camomile, why don't you tell the people what you're making with your play clay?
Well, since it's the very first episode of Infredible, I wanted to make an Infredible sculpture of Fred the dog.
Wow! I'm so surprised!
He wasn't surprised. He's been begging me for weeks to sculpt him.
Did you say you were making a really big sculpture?
Yes, darling. I am going to get every crease and crack and crevice immortalized in play clay.
Oh, then I bet you'll need even more. You know, I'm really good at summoning stuff.
Abacus, you really don't need to do that.
Really, I think you summoned quite enough earlier.
It's really no trouble, just a simple summoning spell.
Oh, Abacus, put that wand away!
Don't swing your slimy tongue at me! Abacazam!
Oh, well, there seem to be some flowers growing from my play clay. I suppose a sculpture of clay and flower could make this into more of a sculpture garden. What a lovely mistake, Abacus.
Lovely mistake, yeah. Oh, that's the best most of my magic turns out anyway.
I'm sorry, Camomile. Abacus just gets this way around celebrities. I mean, he's the same way around me most of the time.
I'm not.
R2. Huh. What, am I catching your sleepiness?
No, it's that breeze. The flowers are blooming.
Whoa, are those flowers singing?
They are magic flowers, Fred. They're going to do what they want.
And they are chamomile flowers. You might find their song extra soothing. As a big giant, I can resist the effects for a while. Probably long enough to finish my sculpture if I work quickly and without disruption.
Oh, I get your drift. And I am drifting. Off to sleep. See, that's the kind of wordplay, folks, you're gonna expect lots more of in Infredible. Also, a lot of this is me curling up in a ball and sleeping for 4 hours.
You might both just want to take a nap and
just more sticks.
Leave me alone to work.
Oh, no, Chamomile, I wouldn't do that to you. You might need my magic to finish your sculpture.
I assure you, I will not.
Oh, that's the thing about magic. You never know when you might need it. Okay, I'm just gonna finish drinking this coffee. Oh, why does anyone drink that? Let me guess, wake up the old face. Leave him on my cheeks.
This is really unnecessary, Abacus.
Nonsense, that's what friends are for. I'll just start running in a circle, maybe that'll wake up the old brain.
We're not really friends, we just met. You're more like a fan who didn't even know I was a giant.
Well, I'll make up for that by being an even bigger fan now.
Oh, you're really sculpting that play clay quickly. Obviously, I wanted him to go away. But people think because I'm a world-famous sculptor that I just always want attention, and I have trouble telling them when I need to be left... Okay, the camera's falling asleep too. All right.
Oh, were you doing one of those asides to the audience? It's so exciting. I mean, it seems your camera operator has fallen asleep. I could cast a spell to wake them back up.
Please don't. I'd rather just finish in peace.
Oh. No, this spell is just the thing. It'll make your eyes open wide or turn you into ice cream, perhaps. I'm not sure. Abhurgo.
Oh, there are advantages to being a giant. Thank goodness I can stay awake longer than all these sleepy little people. I'll just finish up here and then maybe take a little nap myself. Oh, I'm done. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's some of my best work.
Well, there it is, everybody. You can see Fred the Dog is now larger than life. Come on, let's get some more cameras in here, okay?
Actually, I really could use a quick rest, though.
Okay, but first tell the cameras what it was like to craft me, the most beautifully strange old doggy that ever lived.
Well, beauty can come in many forms, you know.
Chamomile, you did it! And look, I made my beard into a big cloud bed that I can fly around on. Can your second sculpture be of me flying around in the air on my cloud bed beard?
And how would I make a sculpture that floats in the air?
I'd help you with magic, of course.
I really don't want any more of your magic, thank you.
Whoa, what wonderful work, Chamomile. You should sculpt me a play clay pirate ship with flowers just like these.
The flowers were kind of an accident. And what are you doing here, Petey?
Wow! Chamomile's taking sculpture requests. Come on, every student in the observatorium. Let's ask her to sculpt us.
No.
Yay! And I'm here for some reason.
No. But please sculpt me.
Well, after she sculpts me, maybe.
No more sculpting.
It's our school. She should sculpt all of us.
I need a break.
Chamomile.
Must stand up for myself.
Chamomile.
What just happened?
You fell asleep. But we had one of our cameras set up to dream vision. Half of the show is me dreaming about chewing on sticks, and we really don't want people to miss it.
So I didn't finish the sculpture yet.
No, but that's really our fault, isn't it? I'm sorry, after getting a little nap myself, I realized I was being quite unreasonable.
Well, I apologize for being even more insensitive, and even more sleepy, and even more incredible.
Yes, feeling tired is a signal for us to get rest. And we won't be much use to anyone, especially ourselves, until we do it.
What is this blanket I'm wearing? Made of chamomile flowers. It's rather nice.
You really were asleep quite a while. And I thought you might be getting cold.
Thank you for that.
It's an enchanted chamomile flower robe, you know.
Put your nose in one of these flowers and you will fall fast asleep. It's a lovely gift.
Now I will give you some space and I will clear out the lawn so that you can work in peace.
Oh, then I'm gonna give you even more space. Outer space level of space. We'll commission a satellite, and we'll shoot Infredible from orbit. I'll just have to get a really loud microphone so you can still hear us shouting at you from there. Abacus, can you teleport us to outer space?
I will teleport you exactly where you need to be, Fred.
See, this is how you handle wizards, Chamomile. You just have to be direct, and don't let them get too fancy with their magic, you know?
Abacus am!
Where did you just send that dog?
Why, Chamomile, I sent him exactly where he needed to be.
And how much sleep have you gotten since waking up to make me this cloak?
Oh, don't worry about me, Chamomile.
I'll stay here nice and quiet and make sure no one in What If World bothers you one bit. You know, it just occurred to me, Abacus. I don't know if your magic cloak works at all.
Of course it works, Chamomile. What you do is you just lean towards a flower, and you breathe in very deeply. Okay, and then what you've got to do is you've got to count to 8 while you breathe. Oh, 10.
Oh, your magic finally worked, Abacus. Sweet dreams, little wizard.
So apparently Abacus messed up big time because we are in Stinkland. Wizards, what are you gonna do, right? But let's just sniff one of these flowers out of curiosity, you know? Oh, this flower smells like moldy goat cheese with hints of, whoa, Sasquatch armpit. Oh, incredible.
The end. Keelan, Violet, and Elliot, thank you so much for your questions, and I hope you all enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that fighting off that sleepy feeling usually just makes things worse. So until we meet again, rest well, and keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.